This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working right now on the third watch, thank you for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Appreciate you very, very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, the same way. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Check out our website. All right, joining us right now from California IA, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that. You know, we haven't said a word about the earthquake in Haiti, and we'll do it now. The death toll there has now risen to over 1,400 and climbing. 6,000 have been injured. There are still people missing. And now you've got the tropical storm Grace dumping a bunch of rain on Haiti, which is not good, and it's going to make it even worse.
That's exactly right, Captain. And just as we came here to the top of the hour, the latest number, I think, for the estimated dead is 1,941. So it is approaching 2,000 people. And you're right, the rain is now inhibiting the search and rescue efforts that have been going on. They have been literally, again, just as we saw in southern Florida there just in the last month when the towers collapsed, they're looking under the rubble, they're listening, they're trying to find people that might still be alive. You also have people that are outside. They don't want to go back inside. They might have lost their home, for example, but they also are very concerned for aftershocks. And so you have families that are trying to exist now outside in the open with literally nothing, maybe but a tarp or some kind of covering. So this is a very, very desperately bad situation.
Now, we had a speaker last night at the Tampa Bay Trump Club. His name is Trevor Lowden. He's from New Zealand. He's now living in the United States. And he was talking about the lockdown that just occurred in New Zealand over the report of one active COVID case, the first one in 6 months, and New Zealand locked down their country.
Well, that's exactly right. We're seeing this happen, especially in that part of the world. We're also seeing, of course, lockdowns, some pretty severe things happening in Australia, for example, and they're talking about the Delta variant that is really going to pack a real punch here as those cases continue to grow. But of course, yes, one case locking down New Zealand, a country that was trying to come out of all of this, you know, and try and get their economy going back again as well.
And how would you like to be a business owner in New York City, perhaps even one of those with a restaurant, which they've been struggling enough, right?
Certainly.
And now New York City is going to fine the businesses for serving unvaccinated people up to $2,000 per occurrence.
Well, you know, Captain, this is the idea of the requirement, first of all, is a whole other discussion, right? But you're putting the restaurateurs and the staff of the restaurants in the position of being the vaccination police. How are they going to tell if somebody has a real live vaccination document? We know that there's many ways to get a fake one, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
And some people would say, well, people get a fake ID as well.
Yeah.
But really, though, I mean, that's based on usually showing a driver's license and so forth. But this is a much different kind of a thing they're asking them to do.
And they just found a whole bunch. I think we reported on that on Monday morning. They just found an entire bunch of fake documentation, fake COVID cards that came from China.
Right. Now, also, too, you're the manager of the restaurant, and you're telling your staff, okay, don't let that person through the door if they can't produce the thing. Or if you think it's fake, don't let them through the door because I don't want to get a $2,000 fine.
Yeah.
Now, what happens when that person who's trying to get in, you know, attacks or injures the restaurant worker who's trying to do their job? I mean, you're creating a real bad situation.
Now, the governors out west are pushing President Biden to declare a drought in the western states, a FEMA disaster. We know it's been very dry out there. We know they've had a lot of fires out there. But now these governors are trying to get the federal government to declare a federal disaster area out there, which is not uncommon.
Well, no, it's not. And I think one of the chief water suppliers to the west and to the Southern California area in particular is declaring a water emergency. They're asking people to voluntarily cut back use of water. We're seeing the levels in the big reservoirs and certainly Lake Mead at levels that are quite frankly shocking. So this is going to continue, and unfortunately that means the fires themselves will be a lot worse because we'll continue with the drought.
Yep. And as we go to break, folks, I'm going to just throw this out there. Governor Andrew Cuomo filed his retirement papers yesterday to collect his $50,000 a year retirement for the rest of his life. Okay. More coming back when we come back on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
You bet you are. Thank you very much, Mark Walters. By the way, I was on his show, Daily Defense Show, on Monday. You can catch that podcast. I put it up on my Facebook page Tuesday, I believe, and then you can also go over to Armed America Radio and hear it over there. We just blew it apart on Monday, I'll tell you. It was all about Joe Biden and Afghanistan. We just blew the radio literally apart. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, brought to you by Mr. Michael Lindell and MyPillow. His website, simply MyPillow.com. You can go over there, go to the page and look for the logo that says Radio Listener Specials. And when you see that, click on that link. Now, what that's going to do for you is it's going to take you to a page with probably 15 or 16 different items for sale. Every one of them is going to be marked down. Every one of them. And some of your favorite items are going to be over there, too, on that page. And to get the discounts that are there, you use the promo code CAPTAIN. Very simple. Now, if you want to talk to somebody about what you see over there, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. You can give them a call and ask them about the products or the discounts or how that works and all that stuff. And remember, everything Mike Lindell sells has a 60-day guarantee attached to it. It's that simple. Can't lose. Can't lose. So, MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials logo link, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and if you want to talk to them, all you got to do is call them at 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, the president has cut his vacation short, and he's back again in D.C., poor guy.
Yeah, he's back again in D.C., Captain, and something was very shocking. I know that he eventually did speak to world leaders earlier yesterday, or later yesterday, as the case may be. I'm not sure we know exactly who he spoke to, but up to that point, he hadn't talked to any world leaders. This was quite shocking. Brett Baer on Fox News had brought that out earlier in the day.
Did you see him when he came off the helicopter in the dark with the mask on, the black mask?
Yeah, he's got his mask on. And
yeah, well, the Marines standing there saluting him at the end of the tailgate there, they didn't have a mask.
Nope. Yeah, again, you know, at some point, we need this president to really start concentrating on the stuff that he needs to do and not have these awkward photo ops.
Now, we have had a Kamala Harris sighting. That's right. We've had a Kamala Harris sighting. And what's that, laughing man? Okay. All right. Well, yep. All right. Thank you, laughing man. Now, guess what? Kamala Harris is going to take a little trip to Vietnam, of all the places, just as the Afghanistan situation is drawing comparisons to the departure in Saigon.
You know, you can't make this stuff up, Captain. I can't imagine that the combined forces of the White House presidential staff and the vice presidential staff couldn't have figured that one out about a million miles away. This is, wherever she's going there to do. Some kind of a trip across the Pacific, which is going to include a stop in Vietnam, we understand. But certainly right now, with the crisis that's going on, Joe Biden, you know, finally cutting his vacation short, of all things,
that's
to come
terrible.
Back to the
that's,
White House.
That's terrible.
Yeah, just because thousands of people are at complete risk in Afghanistan, others are being brutally murdered, beheaded, and all manner of horrible atrocities. But he's coming back to the White House, so everything's okay. But it's just very grim. I can't imagine this administration thinks that it's just sailing along its merry way. It's the proof is in the pudding for the American people, by the way, Captain.
Well, they do think they're sailing along their merry way, so you're partially right there. By the way, by cutting his his vacation short, we have to wonder what his next move is.
Well, exactly, this is a crisis mode. Even though they all had masks on, they were pretty packed into that James Brady briefing room earlier on Tuesday, Captain. The press is engaged in this. The kinds of questions they were asking were very, very tough, I thought, in the sense that, looking for something, some reasoning, some rhyme or reason to this. And to hear the responses they got, not only from Jake Sullivan, but from Jim Psaki, who looked a little more angry than usual on these things.
That's because she had to cut her vacation short.
She had to cut her vacation short, exactly. She had to change her autoresponder on her email and everything, I guess. But this is what happens when you're in the White House, when you're the President of the United States. There really are no vacations. I understand
now,
that. But
now, are you ready for the shock of the day?
Sure.
Joe Biden finally, late yesterday, spoke to a foreign leader following the fall of Afghanistan to the Taliban. Finally.
Right. Well, exactly. See, that's what I was talking about. The idea that suddenly for the last few days he hasn't been talking to our close allies to have some kind of communication.
They got some of their people there too that need to get out.
Right. And they're looking to the United States for leadership. They're looking because we're in the
well,
lead
keep,
on this.
Keep looking.
Keep looking. And that's exactly the kind of thing, Captain, like you were talking about earlier. It gives so much power to the Chinese, for example, to be able to turn to Taiwan and say, can you really trust the Americans?
Yep.
You know, again, why put us in this position? This is a complete catastrophe failure. And I'm not just saying that to say something bad about Biden or something like that. It's not this is not a political observation.
Nope. Now, we're going to go with a little bit of education here because there's a couple things that happen along the lines of the education route. Now, remember we told you yesterday about some members of the Senate, and we've heard this before, wanting to get rid of the Department of Education, the Federal Department of Education.
Right.
I have no problem with that, Kyle.
Well, it's something that's been talked about over a long period of time. It's been mentioned, you know, before, but it's never really gotten any kind of traction. But now, with the critical race theory and all these different things that are going on, local school boards and local communities and parents, they have been awakened by all this.
Well,
and I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm glad you mentioned the critical race theory, because the college released the 1776 curriculum, which is going to be fighting back against the critical race theory, which they decided not to go with. They're going instead with the 1776 curriculum.
Right, and you know when I was growing up and when I went to school and so forth, we learned American history, but we learned it warts and all. I think that's important to point out. But what you have is you have a group of people, a mindset, an ilk, as it were, that want to come in and say, no, you don't really know American history. We're going to tell you American history from our sole political viewpoint because we're trying to gain political power. That's a different thing from being educated. That is being propagandized. And when I was in school, Captain, people had all kinds of opinions about historical events, motivations, causes and effect, all kinds of things. But it was never, though, as far as I could tell, America is just inherently evil. And that's what we're being told these days by these CRT people.
Yeah. Now, the Charleston City Council meeting that they had over the mask mandate in schools went totally off the rails. People were yelling at each other, screaming at each other. They had to shut down the meeting. They had to get the police there to get the people out of the room. They were fixing to go at it with fisticuffs. I mean, unbelievable.
It is unbelievable, and unfortunately, in many ways, this continues to play into the far left and the Democrat Party elite. I'm not talking rank and file. I'm talking the Democrat Party elite. I think they want to see much more division. Sometimes I think it makes them happy as clams to see people come to blows over this kind of stuff.
Yeah, and we're talking about Charleston, South Carolina, by the way, folks. So there you go. But there was a video of the meeting that was posted on YouTube. And it showed the parents that were the way they were acting, and it really got hot, really got hot.
Well, exactly, you know, and because, again, people want to do things to keep their kids safe and so forth, but when it feels like an imposition that's not really following the science, as it were, they get mad.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more with the Captain's America Third Watch and Kyle Warren, too. So don't go anywhere. I shall return with a whole bunch more stuff for you on the Radio. We'll be back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free, too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Pentagon officials say that thousands of Afghan refugees will be headed for military bases in Texas and Wisconsin as they seek shelter in the U.S. from the Taliban. The Defense Department tapped Fort Bliss in Texas and Fort McCoy in Wisconsin as the arrival point for those refugees as thousands try to flee from Kabul. Those being taken in at those bases will arrive on special immigration visas, meaning they will have health screenings and full background checks before being resettled. Utah Governor Spencer Cox sent a letter to President Biden on Tuesday expressing his desire to help resettle those who are fleeing Afghanistan. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott has tested positive for COVID-19. In a statement, the governor's office said that he is fully vaccinated and is tested daily, with this being his first positive result. Abbott is currently quarantining in the governor's mansion and is not experiencing any symptoms. The statement added that he is receiving the Regeneron's monoclonal antibody treatment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. Versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, you can do that right after I tell you about this portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Their website, first of all, is geico.com. And you can go over there to that website because you can get a rate quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. By the way, you can also get a rate quote for the motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV that you might have. And maybe you own a house. Maybe you rent an apartment. Maybe you rent a condo. Well, guess what? You can combine everything together and do what's called a bundle. And in terms of the bundle, you can do what you need to do. And go from there. And good morning, JW. How you doing there? That's our friend JW up in Brooksville chiming in. And I don't know what he's talking about there. But anyway, I'll get to that in a minute. But don't forget, you can bundle everything together at Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and save yourself a bunch of money. I mean, after all you got to do is save money, right? And it works. And it works, works, works. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, it's hard to figure out what's more important right now in the world in which we live in. I am going to mention to everybody right now that we noticed yesterday the price of fuel dropped again. Now, we should be starting to see it at the fuel pumps. I did notice the price of fuel went backwards a few pennies. But it dropped 10 cents a gallon on Monday. Now it's dropped another 3 cents a gallon, and diesel has dropped down another, let's see here, 6 cents a gallon. So the wholesale price of gasoline without the taxes added to it is $2.17 a gallon, and the wholesale price of diesel without any taxes added to it are $2.04 a gallon. Not bad.
Not bad. I hope at some point it trickles down, as it were, to California, where it's still, you know, I saw gas at least $4.45 earlier today.
Yep. Well, I don't know why it's that high, because that's over $2 a gallon above this. I know your gasoline tax is $1 a gallon out there. That I know. But if you add a dollar to that and add the transportation costs, it should still be less than $4 a gallon.
Oh, I agree. I know. And a lot more people are out in the roads. The traffic is noticeably more heavy these days.
Okay, well, noticeably we can do. All right, well, you know, again, when you look at all the information that's out there this morning, obviously Donald Trump was on TV last night, so that's all over the place. And we've got Representative Dan Bishop, who's saying that there needs to be an Afghanistan commission. Well, duh.
Well, sure, exactly. This, again, some of the questioning at the White House press briefing room, of course, was the, you know, what was the intelligence reporting? Why, in fact, what was it, about a month ago, on August 15th, President Biden said that the takeover of Afghanistan by the Taliban was not inevitable, because they had 3,000 well-equipped troops and this kind of stuff, and they were saying all that. But at that time, though, Captain, the intelligence reports obviously were showing that the Taliban was very capable, and the fact that whoever was in the Afghan army at that point, they had no idea they were going to cut and run. I mean, give me a break.
Well, one of the reasons that they did that is because they weren't being paid.
Right.
And if you're not being paid, why would you stick around?
Well, exactly. But, again, all these things, you know, you're supposed to have some pretty smart people, the National Security Council advising the president. The president, you know, was touted to be the greatest foreign policy prepared president in the history of the universe.
But yet his record states otherwise.
Well, exactly. And he's always been on the wrong side of every decision, it seems like.
Yeah. By the way, it's being reported that China has been holding some drills in the Taiwan Strait after Joe Biden's Afghan failure. They've deployed warships and jets. They actually are having a good old time doing their little thing, practicing for what may or may not happen to Taiwan.
Right. And, again, that's why it's so important. Every single thing that a president does, and to have this kind of debacle only emboldens the Chinese in this case. There's just no way around it.
Yeah, and again, folks, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. My guest, as always, is Kyle Warren for these first couple of hours here. Now, no shot, no proof, no service is now the rule of thumb in New York City.
Well, that's right. So this is going to be, uncharted waters to a great degree. And so how is this going to be enforced? I heard Bill de Blasio talking about, well, you have their CDC card, or you have their New York pass thing that they have and so forth. It's sort of a whatever works. Well, whatever works could also be a fraud. And so now you're putting restaurateurs in the position where they have to be responsible for fraud. That's not their job. So there has to be either some kind of better system, but it's also a system, Captain, that is simply being imposed. It's not organic.
Yeah. Have you heard about the Las Vegas Raiders?
No, what about them?
Well, fans attending the home games this year will either have to show proof of their vaccination, or they can get a shot right there at the ballpark.
Really? Okay. Well, that's pretty interesting. Well, there's something that came down in L.A. County that's going to be taken effect, I think, by Thursday, and that is masks to be worn at large-scale outdoor events, like if you went to Dodger Stadium, for example, or if you went to the Hollywood Bowl, or places like those kinds of venues in Los Angeles. So, you know, these kinds of things are starting up again.
Okay. Do you remember Joe Biden back in 2010 when he was vice president, and he was talking about the U.S. duty to protect the Afghan people.
Right, right.
Do you remember what he said when the question was brought up?
What was that?
F that.
Well, it sounds like Biden, I mean, I have to say. Yeah.
That's what he said.
Sounds just like him.
Yep, and then you wonder why we got trouble.
Well, exactly. Well, you know, when Obama came into office, he had this sort of thing about Afghanistan, and there was this big meeting that happened where he had this huge new sort of strategy and rules of engagement. He thought he knew all about how to fight the war and this kind of stuff. But Biden, in this case, is taking the cake.
Now, more than 7 million people right now, 7 million Americans, are poised to lose their unemployment benefits that they've run out.
Yep, yep. And again, you know, this seems like it's there'll be something they'll connect up with the COVID and all the things that are continuing on with that to some degree. But certainly, there are a lot of jobs out there. By the way, there are a lot of I drive down the street, Captain, and I see help wanted signs, now hiring, all positions, this kind of stuff. They desperately want people to come in and work.
Well, that's true. By the way, Brett Favre, Hall of Fame quarterback, is talking about keeping kids out of tackle football until they're 14 years of age.
Wow. Well, I played tackle football when I was, 9 years old.
Yeah, I played Pee Wee football. I believe I was 9 years old when I started.
Yeah, yeah. My brother was a great football player in junior high, and so and so forth. So, I mean, I don't know. It seems like you could play if you want to play, but I understand the dangers, and there's a lot of good, better safety things that go on these days.
Yeah, and I understand that the female Afghanistan mayor is saying that the Taliban is going to kill her. She's going to have to leave Afghanistan because if she sticks around, she's dead.
Yeah, well, that's just horrible.
Yeah, and she's one of the first female mayors in Afghanistan.
Well, and this is the difference here. I mean, this is so important. In America, with thought like that, and different free people around the world, they have this notion, Captain, that people can do what they want to do, and they can be what they want to be, and they can have any job, but not the Taliban. The Taliban is, so far behind any kind of modern thought that it's just unbelievable. And they're not afraid to impose it. That's the problem.
Yep, and hold that thought. And, folks, we're going to come right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we come back with our Truckers, Highway, and Byway Report. And we're going to let Mark Walters take us to our break. So don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a five-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Oh, yeah. Now, everybody better keep it between the lines, especially if you're up and down the East Coast because you've got a lot of rain, heavy rain going on there. But I want to tell you that this portion of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by everybody at the Pilot and Flying J. Stop on by there and become a member of the Drivers Club and tell them the captain sent you when you do that. Now, you are supposed to be getting a free hot cup of coffee when you pull in there. Some people don't know about it. Some people do. It just all depends. The new people, the newbies don't. So if they don't know about it, don't argue with them. Just walk over to the kiosk and join the Drivers Club and boom. You got your free hot cup of coffee or your cold drink, whichever you want. Okay, here we go. We're going to rock again. A little more Aerosmith. Something a little bit different, but we're still going to rock.
Yeah.
love of the elevator. Aerosmith in concert. And Kyle, I'll tell you what, that's kicking it too.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, I think that one was released in 1989, the original version. That's the concert. But yeah, that's a great one.
Yep. Okay, and here we go again. I'm going to turn you loose out west. Tell me what's going on.
Okay, well, Captain, tonight we're continuing to watch the flash flood watches around Phoenix and part of the Tucson area there, it looks like, as well. This is I-8, I-10, of course. It looks like Phoenix might be looking at some rain storms on Tuesday, as we see the reports. As we come up through Utah, we continue to have a flash flood watch covering almost the entire state, at least the south half of the state plus the northern half of the state. So this goes all the way up to Salt Lake City, so you definitely want to be aware of. On Wednesday, they're forecasting heavy thunderstorms, so if you travel along the 15, you want to be aware of that. Over in Colorado, the good news is that I-70 near Glenwood Canyon reopened over the weekend, but they are looking for some possible flash flood watches in that area too, so they're paying very close attention to that. They're even installing some cameras and sensors to try to get on top of any kind of possible mudslide in the future, but they're supposed to have one lane in each direction, and that's going to open up even more soon because they're still taking away a lot of debris. So it's at least some good news coming out on that I-70 closure. Air quality alerts continue over Wyoming, most of southern Idaho as well. But in California, Captain, we've got fire weather warnings up in Northern California, air quality alerts in Central California, Las Vegas reporting smoke, and a lake wind advisory right now.
All right, well, here we go. Texas, Metroplex of Texas around Dallas, you got yourself some rain there. Be advised of that. And over there between Pecos and Midland, you got rain over in that area. But now let's go to where the rubber meets the road. Starting in North Carolina, the mountains of North Carolina and up around Asheville, you have got a flood warning all through that area, as well as up on the line with Virginia. Now, up there in the central part of Virginia, actually it's over by about Charlottesville, west of Richmond, you have got a severe thunderstorm warning through there right now, possibility for a tornado watch in that area, because we've been talking about there may be some tornadoes today with this system, subtropical Fred that's now going up through the mountainous areas, if you will, of New York and Pennsylvania and West Virginia and on down into Kentucky right now, the mountains of Kentucky. So that's what we got. And we got lots and lots and lots of rain. And this is a big-time rainmaker. You could get in some areas as much as a foot of rain, which is going to flood a lot of stuff, which is why we're seeing the flooding we got. And then got a high heat warning down here in the Tampa Bay area today, inland towards well, not quite to Orlando, but over in that direction. So it'll be east of U.S. 27 for sure. And that's a high heat warning. So be advised about that. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to being able to talk to you again tonight.
Looking forward to it, Captain.
All right. Well, stay low and stay out of the rain out there and all that other stuff.
Well, thank you, Captain. Take care.
All righty, and that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him and everything he does for the program. And right now we're going to jump over here, change gears, kind of go back to where we were here a little while ago, and we have Denise Simon from PoundersCode.com. Okay, supposedly yesterday there was shooting that got started with the Taliban firing towards the crowd. Any truth to that?
Well, Daily Mail UK is reporting that to be true. I haven't seen it from any other source, but that doesn't mean it's not out there. I may have missed it.
And we were told that there was at least one woman that was killed because she didn't have a burqa on.
Well, yeah, understand that the Taliban is telling the American media one thing, and then they tell Al Jazeera completely another. They have said that they will respect women's rights under Sharia law. Well, under Sharia law, women have no rights.
That's right. That's right. And that's, you know, when they say that, all they're doing is a bunch of double talking.
Well, I would be listening not to what they're telling us. Of course, the Biden administration is trusting the Taliban, and so is the Department of Defense and the State Department. I wouldn't be trusting them. But so everything that they're saying to Al Jazeera, I would take, which is their media source, I would take seriously.
Right. And the thing of it is we have a situation that's not going to go away anytime soon. I believe it's only going to get worse. That's just me. We are going to get into some details, of course, after the top of the hour news. But poor Joe Biden had to cut his vacation short as the world watched to see what's going to be the next move. And we found out yesterday that Kamala is going to take a little trip to Vietnam.
Well, she goes to, I think, Singapore first and then to Vietnam.
Well, that's a great place to go when everybody's comparing Saigon to Kabul.
Precisely.
Yeah. Do these people even think about some of the stuff they're doing?
It's really quite remarkable what is happening here, and the answer to that is they don't have – it's inept. I mean – and at this point, I don't blame the White House anymore, because I don't think the White House has a clue. And I believe that those over at the Department of Defense who do have a clue, and the State Department, I think that's where really all the blame should be. And they just go over, they just have a call at the White House and say, okay, this is what we're doing, and then the president goes, okay, good. And he doesn't even know that we gave up Bagram.
Right, and I
surrendered.
Yeah, that's true. And I got Christine down in Sarasota chiming in. She says, I'm sure this is exactly what the Democrats wanted. I doubt it. I think.
Well, not now.
No, not at all. Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And, of course, right after the top of the hour news and all that good stuff, and your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills and identify themselves, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.